Oh boy, that was very. Is Steve mad now? Oh no, we've got Cannon mad. It's where we want him. What's up?
You hung up on me.
Why would move? Oh, I'm sorry.
Why'd you hang up on me?
I could do what you do and talk to somebody for 35 straight minutes. No, why are you mad? You told your story.
That's right.
Was there more to tell?
No.
Would you like me to put you on hold?
No.
Well, what do you want me to do?
But you just don't hang up on me.
Why?
Oh. Because do you know who you're talking to?
Ooh. See, huh? I got control here now.
Huh? Kid, do you know who you're talking to?
You have me 4 days out of the week. But right now, I can...
The funny part about it was, I'm sitting back at the computer. I'm sitting back at the computer, and I was talking for about 3.5 minutes after you hung up on me until I realized that I wasn't on the air anymore.
Well, now that's even funnier. That makes me feel bad.
It was just hilarious. So anyway, I'm driving down Grandview, and I may be doing 35 miles an hour, you know what I mean?
Right.
And maybe even 25 miles an hour, I don't even recall, but I did a California stop at the light at 3rd. And little did I know, a paddy wagon with two guys in it was sitting behind that pizza joint on the southeast corner
right.
of 3rd and Grandview. And they followed me into the Big Bear parking lot, and they blocked my... You know, I couldn't get out. I couldn't back out. Couldn't go anywhere. And I said, look, it's a huge, wide intersection. There isn't... Look down there. There's nobody coming. It's 1:30 in the morning. Grandview Heights, people are asleep. They're in bed. I slowed down well enough to look that I wouldn't cause an accident, but it was a blinking red light, Mr. Cannon. That means stop. I know. I read my Ohio revised code, and I've just, you know... And then before I started to whine, I figured I'd best say, fine, I'll take the ticket. And he said, okay, because we're going to give it to you anyway, whether you like it or not. And he laughed, and I laughed, and that was the end of that. Although there was an incident this is way back in the late 70s.
And whose show is this?
Some guy, guy named Barry, and I went to get some pizza for our wives.
Right.
And the pizza place was like over on Cleveland Avenue. So we had to drive way back up into Morse Road and cut through one of those little townships up in off Morse Road. And the guy said I was speeding, and I said, "Oh, come on, man! I'm sorry." Then he said, "Well, you weren't speeding. I just said you were." And I said, "What do you mean you said I was? Well, you got your little sticker on your license plate that says you're up to date and paid up. It's not on that license plate."
Oh.
And I said, "My wife's got it in her wallet."
Oh man! Oh my God! I'm having too much fun here. You gotta know what a thrill it is to be able to do that to the one and only Steve Boom Boom Cannon.